I'm a robin, my palace and service, thank you. She's a light seeker, the Koli Dava Benitzia. Hanami Pshita. Light seeker, the Miku Rabbi the Chad. Mal the Tin of the Dome, the Ploid Hochi. Mashmon Domele, my Chod is the Ploid Hochi, Ploid Hochi. Rashi is Masbir. You can buy it. My Chod is the Ploid Hochi, the Rahva. Yazov le'echon mehem, kamash malon, deploig le'orcha. Let's say my Gemara is the talis. As the Havamina was, one's holding on one side, one's holding on the other side. And the Havamina was, if you cut it like this, if you cut it like this, and he gets the Zov that's closer to him. So the Gemara, mechadeh, to cut it like this, cut it like this. Let's ask the question, what would be if one would be holding in this side, one would be holding on the other side, and this zav would be here. Whether you cut it la'orchai or la'rachvai, his hand is zicher closer. I mean, the Gemara says, my chaz is to play gachi, play gachi. As the Olam's trying to be creative and say, okay, you'll cut it a different way. Okay, but some ways are going to be very difficult to cut. Yeah, if you think about the tziurim, there could be tziurim that is very difficult to cut. Now, what's the side of the Gemara? A maven yavin, even though the Gemara says, my chaz is the ploy gachi, ploy gachi, the kivun of the Gemara is ba'ayfin zeh. Now, ba'etzen, each one is muchzik b'shava. As being that each one is muchzik b'shava, that makes that the din is we have to be mechalek et b'shava, and one of them can't get the zav and the other not, because mitzad the muchzokis it doesn't make a difference. Mitzad the muchzokis each one is muchzik b'shava. As in Cain, even if you would have a tzir where the zav is closer to one of them, whether you plug it b'orch, whether you plug it b'rachva. But the halacha is we always have to make the chalukah in a oifin where you're going to get chetzi, being that they're both muksik b'shavah. As the yisayid of the chiddush of the Gemara is not that we're creative and we thought of a new way to be chaylik it. The word is we have to be chaylik it in a way that both are shavah. Being that they're both muksik b'shavah, as a mela, their din is to get b'shavah. As Mamela, we're going to be machalikid in any way we can to make what's happening that it should be b'shava. Thus is the Gemara. Zakr b'chanan, in this Gemara, you can replace it, his big chakir. Chalik beis, simen tes, b'chanan, clears, what's together, shnayim, b'chim, b'talas, together the chalukah. Is the chalukah mikoyach l'machzakis, and each one is muxik v'chetzi. Or, and that's why you say Yachloiku, or, it's like Rashi later on Daf Ches, Momen HaMutal B'Safik is Chalkin, and the Chaluk is not Mikoyach the Muchzakis. Tainez Ebuchanan, Bishleim, if you learn that the Chaluk is Mikoyach the Muchzakis, as then there's a tzad, if one part is closer to you, Ebuchanan's Nusach is, because it's closer to you, you're the bigger Muchzik. Because it's closer to you, it's closer to your hand. As the Bechonon learns, the tfisas chal more on the place that's closer to your hand. Kach is the svar of Rebbe Chonon. As if it's closer to your hand, you're more of a muchzik on it. As Bishleima, if you learn the tfisas mikoyach the muchzak is, as then you can hear Havamina on the chelik that's more closer to your hand, and that chelik, you're more of a muchzik, and you get it. But if you learn that it's not Mishum the Muchzak is Bechlal, it's Momen HaMutu V'Safi Cholkin, like Rashi on Daf Ches, Azim Kain, what was the Havamina that if it's Mekuriv Tvei, you should get it? Harei, anyway, the Chalukah is not Mikoyach the Muchzak is. That's what Rebbe Chanan asked. As Rebbe Chanan says a Chiddush, the Rishonim, Rashi on Daf Ches, that learns that the Chalukah is Mikoyach the Safik, they'll learn that's gufa the kamash malon. The havamina was because it's makuriv tvei. He's more of a muksik on it. Kamash malon, that he's not more of a muksik on it. Kamash Malan, that Chaluka is Midin Safik and not Midin Muchsik. As it doesn't make a difference. As the Hava Mina was, the Chaluka is Mikoyach the Muchzakis. And then if it's closer to you, you're a bigger Muchsik. Kamash Malan, the Chaluka is Midin Safik. That's how Rebbe Chanan, as Rebbe Nachum brought what his Rebbe, Rebbe Chanan learned the Gemara. And Rebbe Nachum asked on Rebbe Chanan that the Lashon of the Gemara is very not meduyek like Rebbe Chanan. Why does the Gemara speak out lefi zeh mal de tema the amalei ploy kachi kamash malan dama my chazis the ploy kachi mashman the Gemara the kamash malan is why you making the chaluka hachi and then he's more of a muchzik cut the chaluka different and then he won't be a muchzik. As Mavur in the Gemara, we're not falling away from the Maila of Karav Tvei. If it would be Karav Tvei, he would be Zaycha. Just the Gemara is saying, Mehechatesa, it's Karav Tvei. If you make the Chalukah this way, it's Karav Tvei. If you make the Chalukah the other way, it's not Karav Tvei. But Mavur, the Gemara didn't fall away from the Maila of Karav Tvei. The way Rebbe Chanan's learning, the Kamash Malan of the Gemara is, we don't care if it's Karav Tvei. Because the Chalukah's Midin Tzafik, if the Chalukah's Midin Tzafik, it doesn't make a difference if it's Karav to you. So why does the Gemara have to speak out? Why make the Chalukah La'archai, make it La'rachbai? The Kamash Malan is, there's no Milo of Karav Tvei. So it doesn't make a difference how you cut the talus. From the fact that the Gemara speaks out in the Kamash Malan, don't cut it this way, cut it that way, and then it won't be karev. Mashma, even a maskana, there's a mile of karev tray. So how are the other Rishonim going to learn the Gemara? As on that, there's a marsha in the sugya. The marsha is that if we're talking about over here a chaluka of Shnayim Moiksin, which is zichah the pashtis, it's brought on the Mishnah of Shnayim Moiksin. As why does the Mishnah say, why does the Gemara say Cholkin without a Shvuah? It should have said Cholkin b'Shvuah. What's this Lashon Cholkin without a Shvuah? Zog the Marsha, this Sugya is not talking about a Shnayim Oichsin Ritalis. We had in the Gemara that the Yisoid of Shnayim Oichsin is because it's Efshe Sheikbiu Shnayim B'Yachad. It was the sugya on the Gimel Amud Aleph that the reason for the Chalukah in the Mishnah is because Efshe Sheikbiu Shneim Yachad. As the Gemara is clearing, what's the din when Higbiu Shneim B'Yachad? I knew they both picked it up at exactly the same time. And it's Karev Le'echot Tvei. Do you say that he's Kaida, the part that's closer to him? Now, I knew two people lifted up a talis together. And half the talis was Zov. Yeah. Bisman Hazeh, we'd say it like this. You have those people, they have these fancy talisim, the chasidim with that tar on top. As they picked up the talis, and one guy was holding by that tarah, and the other guy was holding the rest of the talis. And they both picked it up, and they wanted to be kaina. As do you say, because his hand was closer to that tarah, when they're both Zaycha V'Yachad, he gets the Atar and the other guy doesn't? That's what the Malsha learns. As Lefize, this is a Nidin in Shutfin Shekanu. It's not a Nidin in Shnayim Oichsin. It's not a Nidin when there's a Sofik who is first, who's a Muchsik. We're not talking about Sfekis and Muchzakis B'chlal. We're talking about it, see, we know exactly what happened. The Eidim Shnei Shnei and Yigbiyu B'Yachad. It's a Shaila in Kinyan. When you do a Kinyan together, and in one of them it's closer to him, one Chelek, do you say that he's Koina, the Chelek, that's more closer to him? And that the Gemara is saying is Svara, that my chaz is the Ploy Kachi, Ploy Kachi. He says you cut it like this, and then it's closer to him, cut it the other way, and then it's not closer to him. As the Fila Marashara, it comes out, the Nidin in the Sugya is not in Sufik and Muchsik, it's a Nidin in Kinyonim. When two people do a Kinyon together on the same Chayfetz, how do we cut it? How are they Koina when they do it together? As the Fida Rishonim that'll learn that Muchsik, it's not one more Muchsik than the other, they could learn like the Marsha. Okay. So those are the two ways of learning. One way of learning the Gemara, that there's a Meilek in Muchzik of Karev Tvei, the Chonon Hel, it's more of a Muchzik if it's more Karev. And the Gemara says, my Chaz is the Ploy Gachi, who says it's more Karev Tvei. The other way of learning is it's going in Kimya. In the Miri asks a Shaiva, a different Shaiva. On the Gemara, on Zayin Amit Beis, on the bottom, the Gemara says a chiddush that the chalukah of the Mishnah does not mean chalukah that you choylik the gufa chayfetz. It doesn't literally mean you cut the talis in half and you give each one a half of talis. What it means is chalukah ledumei. You choylik the damim. You evaluate how much the talis is worth. Malazer, 150 to 200 shekel, depending where you buy it. Berach, 150 to 200 shekel, and you split the damim. You don't split the gufa chayfetz. Aybaze frek de miri as what's the havamina bechlal because it's karev tvei le'echad mehem that he's gonna be noitelit. Bishleim is the chalukas in the gufa chayfetz. As then there's a nin, you're more muchzik on the chelik that's karev to you as you get that chelik. But anyway, we're not being choylik the gufa chayfetz. We're being choylik ledamim. So we should take the value of a talis without tara, split it in half, and that's what they should get. Zagdemiri, the Gemara says later on that the only time you do a chalukah l'dmei is when, if you would cut it in half, it's not roi to be used for two people. The mashal, it's a small talis that if you cut it in a half, one guy can't use it as a talis. But if it's a big talis that if you cut it in half, it's usable by both, as then you do the chalukah legufo. As he says, the Gemara over here is talking about where you do the chalukah legufo, but not where you do the chalukah where it's big enough to do the chalukah legufo. But enoch inami, and it's here where the chalukah is letmei, as then you wouldn't have this din. You wouldn't have this havamina. You wouldn't have the back and forth. That's how the Miri answers. As even though it seems like the Miri is a geshmaka answer, that's only when you look at the Miri on the Zayin Amid Aleph. When you learn the Gemara on Daf Ches Amid Aleph, it's Kemada Mefurish Gemara Fakir. It's a hell of the Miri. Why? Because the Gemara over there on the bottom of Zayin Amid Beis handles if the Chalukah is Lutmei, or the Chalukah is in the Gufa Chayfetz, and the Gemara brings a raya from this member of Amar Ravim, he said, Talis Muzevis Cholkin, Achinami de Palgu, Sidur. As the Gemara Gufa has it said that the Chalukah is Lutmei in the member of Rava. The Gemara Gufa brings the member of Rava to bring a raya to the Chalukah is Lutmei. Yeah. You have to know how to be miyashav to see the Gemara, to try to come up with the Yishu. Behelam Divrei the Miri, you could have learned, you could have said a verb to be miyashav, the Shaila of the Miri. You could have learned, even Lamaskaris HaGemara on Zayin Amit Beis, that the Chalukah is Ladamim, what does it mean? What it means is not that the Chalukah is only Ladamim. Avada the Iker Chalukah is in the Gufa Chayfetz because they're muchzik on the Gufa Chayfetz. They're not muchzik on the Tumea Chayfetz. They're muchzik in the Gufa Chayfetz. As Avada the Iker Chalukah is in the Gufa Chayfetz. What are we saying in a place where you can't cut the Gufa Chayfetz? As instead of taking the Gufa Chayfetz, you take the Tumea Chayfetz. As Tumea is a way of being mechalik the Gufa Chayfetz. As it's not, it's another kind of a chalukah. It's a chalukah ledamim, and it's not a chalukah on the guf. The chalukah is chal on the guf hachefetz. Just in a place where if you cut the chefetz, you're going to have a mafsid. The way we split the guf hachefetz is ledamim. As everyone holds, the ikah chalukah is on the guf hachefetz. The need is sometimes the way you take the guf hachefetz is by taking the dam. That'll be the... The Helam Divri the Miri, the Chor, that's the way you could have answered the Gemara. That's the first so the Gemara continues, the Gemara brings. A Braisa. Tonarabon, Shtaim, Adugim, Bishtar, Malva Amashalihu Vinafa Mimenu Sasu Veloima Mishal Kahu Parati Yachamiskai Mashtar Rehoisama. Because there's a digduk in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Tzir is talking about where the Malva is saying it was Nafal from him, the Shtar. And afterwards, now the Machlekes is who found it. They're both holding on to it. Mr. Malva says he found it. Mr. Leiva says he found it. Frek, the Chedushei HaRim, why are we talking about a Tzir of a Shtar Shenafal B'chlal? We could talk about a Tzir where the Malva has a Shtar and the Leiva said, and the Malva claims, the Leiva grabbed half of it. The Hainu. The Malva had a regular Shtar, the Leiva walked over and was tough as a chelik of it. Why do you have to say it, talking about it, Tzir, where it was Nafal? Under Nafilah, stump. The Leiva was tough as here. Now the Shad is, he's Mochsik in here, he's Mochsik in here, Madina. As why do we have to speak about it, Tzir, of Nafal? As the Chedushei HaRim wants to answer, that Vais de Chois, it wants to say a chiddush that we're going to have in the sugyas later on. You base on base, you gimel amid aleph, you say that a shtar which is nafal is isra. Because why did it fall? As it makes a reya so that it's possible. As over here, it's coming to teach you that even though normally there's a nafal isra, when a shtar falls, it makes a reya so, but when it's biyada malve, as then it doesn't bother us, nafal isra. This is the raid of the Chedushei HaRim. Bez Hashem will come back to the Nakuda. However, Reb Nochum wanted a taina, an interesting taina. Reb Nochum wanted to say that on them you could answer the Chedushei HaRim. It's a milsa deloy mistava klal that the loy is going to walk over to the malva and put his hand on hold the shtar. A milsa deloy mistaver zicher, you have no nemanis to time. A milsa deloy shriach klal. And he brings a mashal, there's a Mordechai, that the Mordechai asks that every time there's a milveh, why can't the loyva say he was meichel me? And I'm a muchsik, I'm oitzi mechaver olav araya. As every loyva has a way of getting out of it by tining machalti. Vishlema parati, there's a shtar. You can't tie a parati. Of a machalti, the shtar is not a raya, not on mechila. As why can't a person tie a machalti? Zog the Mordechai, because mechila is a milsa deloy mistaber. A milsa deloy mistaber, you can't tie even when you're a muchsik. Even though we say you're a muchsik v'derech klal, of a muchsikais doesn't give you nemanis on a tie deloy mistaber. They say Reb Nochum wanted a ding on the Chedushei HaRim and Taina that when a person says that the Leiva walked over and the Malva has a shtar and he grabs it, it's a milsa deloy mistaber b'chlal. Bishleim Tzir where he drops it and then the question is who finds it? Maybe they both found it together. That's a mistaber digestir. Then there's a makom for the Leiva to be nema. Oh, but the other way around, when there's no nefila, then it's a milsa deloy mistaber. Zichri is not nema. Therefore, the Bryce has to be talking about novel me menu, and now it's a Shiloh. Who found it? Could be they both saw it together, they both picked it up. That's a more motzi to get seen. As what is the Bryce? Say, Shnaim Adukim Vishtar, Malvama Shaliu, novel me menu, Matsasa, Veloima Mishalchau, U Parati Cholacha, Niskayim Ashtar, Bechoisama, Divay Ren. Shem Gamliel Omar Yachloiku. Let's focus in on Shitas of Shimon Gamliel that says Yachloiku. The Gemara later on learns that the din of Yachloiku is midin the Mishnah, that it's like the Shnai Yomorchzin, and the Halacha is Yachloiku. As there's two very strong Shailas that the Gdeli Rosh Yeshiva handle on the Gemara. The Chedushei Rebolver, the Chedushei Yeshiva Rebolver, he brings down when Reb Chaim Brisker learned the Gemara. He asks on the Gemara that L'choira, when we're saying Yachloiku, it's a shaila on the Gemara later on. But there's a mandi yomer in the Gemara later on that yachloiku means in the value of the guf achloi. The choy was $100. Yachloiku is each one gets 50. Fekir b'chayim, the shavius limkor shtar b'shuk, when you have a shtar of $100, is less than $100. The shavius limkor shtar b'shuk is $90. What are they being a oichsin on? They're oichsin on the shtar. They're not a oichsin on the choyv. As I bezei, why is that locha that you chok in the choyv? Because they're shnayim oichsin on the shtar. Hare the chiz is on the shtar. The chiz is not on the choyv. As imkein, how can you do a chaluka on the choyv? The chaluka should be in the value of a shtar. Whatever a shtar of $100 is worth in the shuk, $90. As that should be the chalukah, 45-45. Why did they each get 50 here for the choyv? Zagreb Chaim over here is famous that when a person has a shtar is the handle onto the choyv. Being that the shtar is the schus to be goyv the choyv, when you're holding the shtar, it's ki'ilu you're holding the choyv. As being that it's ki'ilu you're holding the choyv, the shnayim oichsim is chal in the choyv gufa. It's not shnayim oichsim in the shtar. The shnayim oichsim is chal in the choyv. Each one is holding here for the choyv, al yedei they're holding the shtar. Because the shtar, the loshen was handler, was handle. The shtar is the handle for the choyv. As it's mamish ki'ilu, they're holding into the choyv. That's what the... So now we have the Meginzei Agrach. The Meginzei Agrach is the Shiurim of Reb Chaim from Volozhin. His handwriting, written Shiurim. He also brings the Raya from this Gemara. It was a Yisoy that Reb Chaim used in different sugyas. Reb Nochum had a Gor Gishmak Gesushtel to Reb Chaim. Reb Nochum brought a Shena Raya to this Reb Chaim. In the sugya in Kedushin, Davchet Amid Beis is a famous sugya. The Rosh over there brings Rishonim that when someone does a meshicha on the mashkin, he's meschayev in the choyv. Freg Dachroinim in the Gemara over there, the Pnei Yeshua, that how does a meshicha on a mashkin be meschayev a choyv? The Rishonim over the handle, also a Mashiach on a shtar. If a person writes a shtar in a choy, does the Mashiach of the shtar make the choy? How does the Mashiach on the mashkin and how does the Mashiach on the shtar make a choy? Hare, if there is a choy, you give a mashkin. If there is a choy, you give a shtar. But it doesn't work the other way. How does it start? You first have to have a choy, then you can make a mashkin, then you could have a shtar. As the Nochum said, of Lefidus of Chaim is Gardishmak. When you have a shtar, as the shtar is a handle in the choyv, it's kilu yoich is in the choyv. As by you being moishich a shtar, that someone's chayiv you, as it creates a chiv, because you're being moishich in the choyv. And who are doing in a mashicha? When you're doing a mashicha and a mashkin, which is a schus b'yia on the choyv, now Reb Nochum's taking Reb Chaim a step further, even by Mashkin. They say by Mashkin you could use the Yisayder Reb Chaim too. It creates a choyv. Why? Because a Maisik Mashicha, a Maisik Kinyan in a Mashkin is a Maisa Mashicha in the choyv, because it's a Schus Gria in the choyv. The other Makairis, this is a Gor Shein HaMakar to this Yisayder Reb Chaim, that he boys from the Gemara. So that's one Nakuda, the Chaim boy from the Gemara. The other Shaila we have in the Gemara is a different Reb Chaim. Another Yisayid of Reb Chaim. What's the reason why when the Malv is holding the Shtar, is what's the reason why the Loiva can't taina Harua? As what's makubal in the oilam is because there's the umdina, shtarcha biyadi my boy. If you paid up, you make sure you get back the shtar. And the fact that he's holding on to the shtar, you see that there's no birayin. That's the pasha de pshat. in Reb Chaim in stencil, the way it's printed in stencil, which is, I don't think it's the way Reb Chaim really said it, but over there, Reb Chaim asks a question. He doesn't understand the umdene. If the halacha was, I could tie up a raiki, you have a shtar, as why should I ever take the shtar back? How does it get started? What are we saying? There's an umdana. Everyone who makes a pirayin, he takes back the shtar. As memele, shtar chaviyadi, my boy. Frag Reb Chaim, what do you mean? If the halacha was, I could tie up a raiki, even when you have a shtar, why should I ever take back the shtar? I could just leave it in your hands. Azak Reb Chaim, it's muchach that the Velt understood it wrong. It's not a umdina, it's a din in Hilchus Shtaris. Ad Kan is the Reb Chaim we have printed in the stencil. And on this one, we will go with the Briska Shita that you can't rely on these stencils. Yes. Loi Hoya Velayiv, Reb Chaim said. First of all, as Reb Chaim over there, the way it says it in Reb Chaim is that there is no umdana. It's not based on an umdana. Reb Chaim was a huge Talmud Chacham. He would never, ever, ever take out of his mouth such a thing. Why? Because it's Rishayna Malayim in Kama Mekaymis, it's Mishama umdana. Let's start off. In the Lamashal, in Ksubis, Daf Chafalif, in the Sugi over there, Tosfos, the Rosh say the reason why, Ishtarcha Miyadi, my boy. At the end of Baba Basra, there's a Mishnah. If you could tie a Pirayin on a Ksav Yad, the Rishonim over there handle, is there Ishtarcha Miyadi, my boy, on a Ksav Yad that's not Goiva from the Shubadim? The Rif, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, the Ran, every Rishon in the book, in the Kodesh Mefarsh, handles, is there Shtarcho B'yadi, my boy, by Iksav Yad. That's the name of all the Rishon. Yeah. V'oid, on the Tain of Reb Chaim, how could you say there's Umdana? If a person was allowed to say Pirayin when the other guy has a Shtar, as why should he take it back? Even the people that aren't people lamdanim, but when you pay up, you take your shtar back. It's a umdina because derech bnei adam is when you pay up, you don't want the other guy having a shtar on you, even if you're going to win in Bezdin. But you take back the shtar. When you gave someone an IOU, $1,000, and you pay up, you're not thinking lamdis. You say, Achlis, hand me back. I want that paper back. It's teva bnei adam. So what did Reb Chaim say? As Reb Nochum says over, Reb Chaim said something else. As Havoy lets near of what Reb Chaim nearly said. Reb Chaim asked from two Gemaras, Reb Nochum said. This chaylik is not like Yadua on the Velt, but we have the stencil, but he said there were two Gemaras he asked from. One is from our Gemara over here. This Shiloh appears in Chedushe in Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, Segova B'Shem Reb Shimon, and appears in the Koivich Yurim. From Agamara Ishver, if you learn that it's a din of Shtar Chaviyav, you might buy in the court. Why? Because what happens when a Shtar is Neifel? Do you have a Umdana of Shtar Chaviyav, you might buy or not? What do you want to tie up? You want to tie up? There is a umdana of shtar chaviyadi, my boy, because it fell from the malva. It was by the malva. If there's a umdana, as why is the din yachleiku when he tines beraiti? He shouldn't be naman b'chlal if there's a umdana. Elavas, you're going to say, no, when a shtar falls, there's no umdana of shtar chaviyadi, my boy. As aynapam, why is the din yachleiku? Hare, if there's no umdana, he's naman to say pirayin ala kol. As Reb Chanan in Koivich Yurin and Reb Shimon both asked the Kashan, Shorshay is this Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim asked that over here if it's Mishum Umdene, what's Pshat? Shaila number one. Shaila number two, he said over, the Gemara on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Atoyin acha maisa bezdin loy amar klum." Why? Because maisa bezdin is kemoisha nugget shtara biyade. And when you have a shtar, you can't tie a paraiti, as you can't tie on a maisa bezdin. If the reason why you can't taina is because there's a umdina, that's only when there's a physical shtar. There's a umdina shtar chabiyadi, my boy. But a maisa bezdin, there's no physical shtar. There's no umdina. As the ikaraya rabbayim daf zayin and daf yud zayin, those were the ikaraya. So what did Reb Chaim buy from this? That umdin is not true. I mean, the Rishonim Amaleim in Kama Makaimus that it's Mishum umdin. As Reb Nachum used to say, the word of Reb Chaim with the Tosefes Knech, that the umdina is not enough. The umdina makes that the shtar is made, that it's not true. That was the way Reb Nachum said it over. In the Reb Chaim in stencil, the way we have it, it's mischusei hashtar, that when someone has a shtar, the loiva gave him a schus that he can't tie a paraiti. Those are the words it says in the stencil. Yeah. And it's a very bichidish. I don't know any loiva when he gives over a shtar that has such a kavana, and it's kilu umdene demuchach, that it's when he's writing a shtar, that's what he means to give him over the schus. It's a riesige bichidish. Navana. As Reb Nachum wanted to say differently, that the word is, it is a din and shtar, but the din and shtar is geboit on a umdina. That's the word. As it's not enough, the umdina. You need a din and shtar also. And what is the din and shtar? Reb Nachum said, the edim shebishtar are me'idim that there's no piroi. That's the word. The edim shebishtar are made on the chiyah. But if there's no umdana, mehechitese de edem shebishtara meyed, as first you need a umdana to boy, there's a cheskes ashtar. Once there's a cheskes ashtar, the shtar is meyed. The etzem yisoid, he boyed under Chaim in Sefer, that says on the Gemara in Ksubis, the reason why there's a treyu trey is because the edem shebishtara meyed on the hechsher ashtar. And with Nochum added, it's made on the Piroyin also. And he was Maitik, a Toysis from Babu Basra, Daf Heyamid Beis, that Toysis is, how could you be Neman with a Migui on Piroyin, Keneged a Shtar? It's a Migui Keneged Edim, because the Shtar is made, there's no Piroyin. As you see, Klar in Toysis, that the Umdina is Misayeya, the Cheskes Ashtar. And then the shtar is made on the piroyim, that there is no piroyim. As lefi zeh, after you put it all together, let's come back to the Gemara. As the Gemara over here is saying, the din is yachloiku. Frekrib Ochanan, Frekrib Shimon, how could it be yachloiku? If there's a umdina, you shouldn't be nemer to say piroyim b'chlau. If there is no umdana, then you should be nema to say piroyin legamri. What's pshat in the Gemara? Pshat in the Gemara is their zikr is a umdana, but only on a shtar biyad amalva that has a din of a shtar. The shtar is meyed that there is no piroyin. On the chetzi ashtar, which is biyad aloive, that doesn't have a tayrish shtar. As because it doesn't have a Torah shtar, it's not made on the piroyin. As because the din is yachloiku as a shtar, comes out that half the shtar is biyad amalva and half the shtar is biyad aloive. On the shtar biyad aloive, it doesn't have a din shtar, as it's not gonna go against tainus piroyin. Masha enke chelik, which is biyad amalva, has a din shtar. Thus is the evoke of the Gemara. And the Gemara on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Nochum had a vort, why over there you don't need a umdana.
Because Maisa Bezdin is different. Maisa Bezdin is always Becheskas of Chiyuv. Memelo, you don't need a Umdina, even though there's no Umdina, you still say there's a Din in Shta. That you have to see the Sugya on your Zion on your base better. As thus is the big boy of the Chonon, the Shimon, the Sharsha is Reb Chaim, the Rebbe from the Gemara. That Reb Chaim boy from the Gemara, the way Reb Nochum says over Reb Chaim, not that it's not Mishum Omdina, which is the way Reb Chonon brings it, and the way the stencil brings it, because the Rishonim are all Malayim that it's Mishum Omdina. Elo, Shad is the Umdana is not enough. The Umdana needs a din in shtars. And that, being that there's a chaloik, yachloiku in the shtar, kapil one chelik, you have a din of shtar. What is the din of shtaris? The way it's printed in the stencil is, when I hand you a shtar, I'm giving you a schus riyah and a schus that I can't taina pirayin. It's kilo, I was mavato my taina's pirayin. Nochum said differently. The word is, when I have a shtar kosher, the shtar is made on mashe kosher the shtar. That's the yisoid of ksubis, the ches on the days, the yisoid of shtaris of chayim. I first have to have a umdina to buy the shtar, and then the shtar is made. Very tifa nakuda. That's what he buoyed from the sugya, that the umdin is not enough from the fact of the yachleiku, but it's the tziruf, the din in the shtar. Okay. This is the... Okay. As we just want one question, a little bit more of a question for the Olam to handle for tomorrow. A new question, the Pnei Yeshua's question. The Gemara asks that that why is the din? Why does Rav Yosi hold Yiskai Mashtar B'Chosama V'Gavile Mal V'Kule B'Lesle Masnisen Shnayim Oichsen Betalis? He doesn't hold in the Mishnah of Shnayim Oichsen Betalis. The Bishleim Rav Shimon Gamliel Yachloiku. That's like the Mishnah. Of the other man, the Omar, how could he say Yiskai Mashtar B'Chosama when you go over everything? I read the Mishnah says Yachloiku. Freg the Pnei Yeshua. And if there wouldn't be a Mishnah, why in the world should he get the whole thing? You want to say Hey Munach? You want to say Kol Dalam Gavar? They're both Oichsim B'Shaveh. Why should he be able to be Goyva the whole thing? Why does the Gemara have to ask from the Mishnah? On the Mishnah, Zichr, the din is not the Malva gets the whole thing. The Loiv is holding on to him. The Malva is holding on to him. It's a Sofik. As whether the din is Yachloiku, whether the din is Kogol and Gova. The Gemara should ask Misvara, why should the Malva get the whole thing? Does Frek, Yipnei Yeshua, and he says a Mahalach, and S.S. Shem, we'll see another.